Just chat for Mishnah for Rabbi Lezer Omer. Rabbi Lezer says, "Aosetz v'lasso keva." If somebody makes their davening a fixed task, meaning he davens in a way that all he's trying to do is discharge his obligation, as if it was kind of an obligation that was pressing on him, ain't v'lasso tachnunim. So the davening is not considered like a supplication. It's not a proper davening. It's not a proper davening. And that's not worthy of the name tefillah. That's not considered tefillah. He has to daven in a way that he's asking Hashem to fulfill his needs and for Hashem's mercy. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, he says, a mahalach bimkom sakona. If somebody is traveling in a place of danger, there are wild animals there or robbers there, and to delay over there, to stop over there and daven your shmona esrei, so that would be courting danger. So if he's in such a place like that, then mispalel tefillah katsara, he should rather just say a short prayer. And what was the short prayer? Omer, he should say, Hoshe Hashem es amcha es sheiris Yisrael. He should say, save, O Lord, your people Israel. Bechol pashas ha'ibur yud sarchem lefanecha, even if they're straying to transgression, let their needs be before you. That's, he should just say that. Because and then he should finish off Baruch Ata Hashem Shomer Tefillah, that blessed are you Hashem who hears our prayers. So he should just say that short prayer, because if he stops to daven, he's going to be putting himself in danger. So he can't stop to daven. So, but he shouldn't do nothing. You know, it's like while he's going on his way, at least let him say this very short prayer over here. It also brings over here that there are other versions in the Gemara, which are, but also a similar kind of thing, that a shorter prayer that a person can say if they can't stop and daven the Shmona Esrei.